Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep. Somehow, our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Today on the Weekly Mom Moment, I am putting two episodes into one. So the first bit you are going to hear is kids and travel, my little update when we were actually away on how it had been with life on the road with the three kids for 6 weeks, and then followed by my update on our London part of the trip. Coming next week will be a few more destinations and hot tips on where else we traveled to. But for now, tune in. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks, guys. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Today, I thought I would bring you a little behind the scenes as to how it's been traveling with three teens. Well, one tween, two teens. Anyways, all the things. So for the first 2 weeks of our vacation, we were, as I have mentioned prior, with my in-laws, and definitely travel looked a lot different than it does now that we're a family of five. It was lots of space for us all, flying here and there, and it was just a fabulous bucket list of a trip, that's for sure. Not going to sugarcoat that. So in terms of spaces and travel conveniences, it was null in terms of complaints for the kids and space. They have always, however, shared a room, the three of them together, which at home, they all have their own room, they all have their own space, and they are rather introverted when it comes to home life. And so that has definitely been a change because they can't get away from each other, literally. But they have very quickly formed a system as to when we move from place to place, who gets the first bed choice. And so when you're in Europe, a lot of, and UK, same thing, basically they push two twin beds together to make a king bed. And so when the kids share rooms, they split those beds. So each, there's two twin beds and then a fold out or a cot. And so their system has been that one person gets the first choice and they kind of like cycle through the three of them every hotel that we go to or every place that we're staying. And so that system has worked awesome because then there's no complaining. So win for them. They came up with that all on their own. They've been finding space by Kai. He'll go and have his workouts in the gym. And so that's his time. Sometimes he's down there for like an hour and a half or two, I think, primarily to get his own space again. And so he, that's been awesome. Not going to lie either. But in terms of getting their own time, they are really, learning to kind of work with each other more or less. However, this does not come with the amount of times I have had to say to them, keep your hands to yourself, stop pinching each other, stop pissing each other off. Like seriously, just because we are away in different places, experiencing new things, clearly does not take out the fact that they're still kids, they're still youth, they're still teens, they're still growing, they're still hormonal, and they can still be pain in the butts. So yeah, I still sound like a broken record. I still feel like I'm always nagging, but I'm doing it somewhere different.
that side of parenting just does not stop and does not get lost on me, I guess. But in terms of all of that other stuff, they have been really good. And I think that, you know, for jet lag, for travel, for being in new places, for being in smaller spaces and all being together, they have done really well, especially with time change and also, not being able to communicate with their friends, the same amounts, obviously, because of the time change at the same time. That definitely, throws things for a loop for them. But it also means during the daytimes for us, we get them more presently. We all seem to be on the phones more first thing in the morning or in the evenings when, you know, the world at home is actually cycling again. We have noticed that. But I'm okay with that. If we get, that means we get like all the afternoon together doing different things. And we are doing that for sure. So it has been awesome. Now, we did take one train, and I'll update that on another podcast, but we did do the train from Paris to when we stayed in Avignon, and the train experience was awesome, so seamless, and we all had our own seats, obviously, and all that, and that was great travel for them. And then once we got to Avignon, we rented our car, and we got basically the biggest car that we could. And if you know me at home, you know that I drive like an extended Escalade. Like, I have all the space. And so here in Europe, those cars are like non-existent, literally. And literally the biggest car that the car rental place could give us, and I looked at all of them in this town where we got it, was a Volvo something 60, so not quite a full-size SUV. And so we're traveling with, the kids all have one suitcase, Ryan and I have three and like half a small one between the two of us also. So cramming all of this into our car is seriously like playing Tetris, and we're making it work. But it also means that the car for me being in the front seat is super squishy, and then the kids in the back seat is super squishy also, because we have one suitcase at their feet, one at mine, and like, seriously, it's for sure Griswold's Take Europe. It's a hilarious sight. But this is one place that we're trying to break up drives when we have them longer, so that we can all get out and stretch and not kill each other, obviously, at the same time. But that also, they like to also choose their seats in the car and yell, you know, left side, right side, whatever. And this is one part of the trip that is being taken from them, because unless we're just touring around for the day, have at it. But in terms of the car ride, we're telling them where to sit, because I need to strategically be able to pack everything else. And on top of that, Kai also has his hockey stick with him. So to add like a long hockey stick through like someone's head, oh my God, like seriously, it's a clown car. I'm not even going to lie, but we're making it work and it is all worth it. So there's my update for now. You know, it's all still reality. There is still the fights. There's still all of the things. There's still the nagging. But all in all, we're in a new place, experiencing new things. We have had so many laughs and so many experiences so far. And I will definitely share more of those along the way. But this is my today's check-in. And thanks for listening, everyone.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am finally getting around to doing my updates on our family vacation, our A5 family European adventures from this summer. Holy, we had such an incredible time. It's so hard to believe that the kids are going back to school next week. And well, when I'm recording this, it's the end of August. We got back mid-July, July 21st. And this summer, I think because we took action on being able to use the start of it early, we have maximized it. I can't believe that we're still on summer mode, to be honest. But anyways, I'm going to dive into our time in London, because the last time that I updated, we had done the kind of UK tour of Ireland and Scotland. And I think I had included also Iceland in there. So, anyways, today I'm giving you a quick rundown on London. London, we stayed at the Carinthia, which was like unbelievable. There were kind of like three groups of us there. So it was again still we were traveling with my in-laws, and so there were a need for three separate bedrooms, and we had like this kind of lock off of all the bedrooms within its own suite. And oh my gosh, we definitely felt like luxury there. It was awesome. And the location of the Carinthia was perfect. So close to Big Ben, Parliament, all of that kind of stuff. So it was an unbelievable stay. I would highly, highly recommend. So we got there, and then the first full day that we were there, night or after night one, first full day, we actually had this incredible opportunity through Noteworthy to go and see the first change of the garter at Windsor Castle. And it was the first time that actually, apparently, King Charles had done it since being anointed king. So it was really a very unique and cool opportunity. Apparently, you can put your name in for a bid for tickets for like general seating, and they only allow, like, there's not a lot, very few number of tickets. And so to actually be a part of this ceremony and watching it all happen was so incredible. So we stood outside. However, because we were part of this amazing group, we had like a lunch and all this kind of stuff in one of the knights' homes. I'm pretty sure it was night. They all kind of live around Buckingham Palace, one of the guards, I guess I should say. And so that was really neat. And then once it was time for kind of like the whole parade to start, we stood on the side street within the palace walls and watched like the promenade of like all the people walking down, all the horses. Like it was such an eye spectacle. Even the kids loved it. It was a longer day because we had to be in before all of the, royals and everything else set up. And so it definitely was a longer day, but I think there was so much to be watching that overall they had a really good time also. And then we got to see like the king and queen walk past. We saw Prince William and Kate walked past. Like it was so cool. We saw a guard totally hit the deck because they're literally standing there with like pounds and pounds on their body and these massive headpieces. And it was so hot that he just literally passed out. It was so crazy. So it was definitely an adventure-filled day. And then once they do the ceremony within the Windsor Castle, then they're all paraded out again in carriages. So we got to watch them go by for a second time. So it was a super incredible experience. If you're ever in London with kids and are able to take advantage of that, or different royal ceremonies where you have the opportunity to possibly see something like that or go and see the guard, I would highly recommend it. I think that that was definitely one of the highlights for them. Then another highlight was we rented Lime bikes and like literally just ripped around the city one evening on the Lime bikes. And then we did it the second day because the kids had so much fun. And yeah, it was great. It definitely, London is a city that is built. Europe, I have found, is a city that is more so built for bikes than where we are here in Canada, that's for sure. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. The second day we were there, again, there was some more tours, but our kids just were not interested in doing another like fully catered to tour. So instead, we actually ended up buying the big bus tour tickets, and we drove around on that for a little while, and then hopped off at the cathedral where Princess Diana had gotten married, walked in there. It was so cool to see. It's beautiful. And to actually see how each
kid took different sites in. Tenley loved this. She just could not get over the size of it, the luxury of it, the beauty of it. It was really neat to see. So again, we kind of picked and chose certain things to see when we were there, and that was one of them. And then we got back on the Big Ben or at the big bus tour, and we went over the Tower Bridge. And then once we got over the Tower Bridge, that's where we ended up saying goodbye to the bus and grabbed the Lime bikes again and did a little bit more riding around. So, all in all, it was a really great few days, very quick whirlwind days in London, but London has so much to offer, and yeah, I would 100% go back there for longer times. I mean, meals there were extraordinary. We did some shopping. There's so many fun market areas to walk through. Highly recommended city. Everyone loved it. So much for the kids to see and do, and people watching was fantastic. So London, definitely make it part of your holiday trips at one point if you're planning to go to Europe. So thanks for listening today. Next up, we're going to Paris.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.